by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Sayyiduna Sulaiman ala Nabina alayhi salatu wassalam is the son of Sayyiduna Dawood ala Nabina alayhi salatu wassalam. He ala Nabina alayhi salatu wassalam was successor of his blessed father. Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed him with the status of the prophethood and the kinship of the whole world. And he ala Nabina alayhi salatu wassalam remained on the throne for a period of 40 years. He ala Nabina alayhi salatu wassalam ruled over humans, jinns, devils, birds, beasts, insects, and everything and everyone. He, ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam, was bestowed with the linguistic knowledge of all the creatures. Therefore, it has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, translation, Kanzul Iman, and Sulaiman became Dawood's successor and said, O people, we have been taught the language of birds and have been given from all things. This surely is an evident favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, it has been mentioned at another place in the glorious Quran, translation Kanzul Iman, and we made the wind subservient to Sulaiman, its morning course equal to a month's journey, and the evening course equal to a month's journey. And we caused a spring of molten copper to flow for him. And Allah made subservient to Sulaiman some of the jinns who worked before him by the command of his Lord, and those among the jinns who turned away from our command, we shall make them taste the punishment of the blazing fire. They would make for him whatever he wished, lofty palaces and statues, bowls as large as big pools and large cooking pots fixed in their places. It has been narrated that once Sayyiduna Sulaiman ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam was passing with all of his armies that consisted of humans as well as jinns from the valley of Naml situated in Taif or Syria, where ants would exist in a large number. The queen of the ants, that was a female, as well as Lane, warned all ants and said, O ants, all of you go into your holes, otherwise Sayyiduna Sulaiman ala Nabina alayhi salatu wassalam and his army may unknowingly crush you under their feet. Sayyiduna Sulaiman ala Nabina alayhi salatu wassalam heard this speech from a distance of 3 miles and smiled over it. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, translation, Kanzul Iman, until when they came to the valley of ants, an ant exclaimed, O ants, go into your homes. Sulaiman and his armies may not crush you unknowingly. So he, Sulaiman, therefore smilingly laughed at her speech. From this Quranic event, the views of Madani channel, we acquire a few moral lessons. Listening to a voice of an ant from a distance of 3 miles is a miracle of Sayyidina Sulaiman ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam. And we have also come to know that the hearing and seeing capabilities of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam cannot be compared with the capabilities of ordinary human beings. In fact, all the faculties of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are stronger than those of ordinary people. The second lesson that we learn is that from the speech of the ant, we also come to know that even ants believed in the companions of any Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that they cannot intentionally oppress anyone. Why? Because the ant said, وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, meaning that if Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam and his army crush them under their feet, then it will be done unintentionally. Otherwise, being companions of a Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they will not oppress anyone deliberately. The third lesson that we learned here is that we have also come to know that the laughing of the blessed Anbiya Karam alayhi salatu wasalam is only a smile or an inaudible laugh. And it has been mentioned in the ahadith that these prestigious personalities never cut laughter. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.